When you go to a Broadway show, you expect strong characters, but even the most seasoned theater mavens will admit they have never met a character quite like Christopher Boone. Christopher is a 15-year-old math wizard and space junkie. He loves his pet rat. He despises the color yellow. He will scream when touched, and he's dead set on solving a murder. He's the unlikely hero of the hit Broadway play The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, based on the book by the same name. And while it's never explicitly stated, Christopher is on the autism spectrum. Alex Sharp is the extraordinary actor who brings Christopher to life, and he joins me now in our New York studio to talk about Christopher, Broadway's highest-profile math geek. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you so much.
You a little nervous being on a science show?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I want to start with a clip from the show to give people a flavor
okay,
of what the
cool.
show is like. And I'm going to start with this clip. It's a scene in which Christopher has a question for the reverend at his church.
Where is heaven?
I'm sorry, Christopher?
In our universe, whereabouts is it exactly?
It's not in our universe. It's another kind of place altogether.
There isn't anything outside our universe, Reverend Peters. There isn't another kind of place altogether. Except there might be if you went through a black hole. But a black hole is what is called a singularity, which means it's impossible to find out what is on the other side.
Just a small problem, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us what math and science do for Christopher.
Well, I mean, they're sort of, I mean, like math for him, numbers is sort of, it feels like almost a religion for him. It's a measuring system. He finds the world very overwhelming. He's, you know, he finds dealing with people quite a challenge. And numbers give him a sort of something that he can believe in, something that's always the same and is reliable, mm-hmm. And something by which he can measure everything that he does.
Right. Your facial expressions, your actions, your body language on stage is key, I think, to understanding a lot about the character. How did you research that or figure out what you were going to do?
Well, like you said, it's not actually specified in the novel or the play that he's on the spectrum, but the symptoms certainly strongly indicate towards that. So I did a ton of research on autism in lots of different forms and kind of took it all as sort of helpful information as to building this unique human. Mm-hmm. Did, you know, tons of reading and documentaries, went to some different schools and hung out with kids
yeah.
on the spectrum.
You read a book called The Reason I Jump.
Yeah.
What's about that book and why is that important? Why did you read it?
Well, it was very important to me because it in a way, I mean, you can read lots of books that give you the facts on autism and how it affects somebody moving through the world. But you're learning just sort of like if you go into a school, it's very helpful and you're observing young people on the spectrum. You're observing someone from the outside and sort of like watching the exterior result of how they are and how they mm-hmm. move through space. Whereas The Reason I Jump is written by a young boy on the spectrum who's actually nonverbal but has found a way through writing, through a sort of a letterboard that his mother created, to express himself and talk about experientially how the world is for him from the inside out. So it's sort of, it's the closest you can get, I think, to the inner dialogue of someone on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. You deliver a wonderful math proof on stage after the curtain call. I was terrific. How do you perform a math proof so that the people actually stick around and watch it? Which they all did last night at the performance I saw.
Yeah, oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's challenging because, like, as an actor, you in a scene, there's an obstacle. Usually there's somebody else in the scene with you, and you're playing against some kind of obstacle. You're trying to overcome some kind of problem, which I guess, arguably, you could say that the math problem is, but he's already worked it out, actually, mm-hmm. and he's sort of just giving the information to the audience. So it's just about, like, I looked at it super technically as an actor, and speech patterns and rhythm and operative words, and the whole thing is, like, it's like his dream to be out there. So it's just like about enthusiasm and excitement of sharing.
It's infectious. You bring the enthusiasm, infectious enthusiasm, that you love this problem.
Yeah, I think it's Christopher's favorite part of the play, for sure, to be able to...
ends with a wonderful cannon burst of confetti.
I know. I love that.
I want to bring another voice into the conversation. Michael Rosen is on the line. He's Vice President of Communications at Autism Speaks. That's the International Autism Research and Advocacy Organization. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me.
You also have a son on the spectrum. What was it like for you to watch the show?
You know, that show, you know, we were a little skeptical when we first heard that they were going to bring Curious Incident to Broadway in front of an autism-friendly performance because, you know, that's a hard enough show for people to watch who aren't on the spectrum. It's mature content. It's a sensory explosion. But they just did a spectacular job, and the Theater Development Fund and the National Theater and Alex was extraordinary. And, you know, it was amazing. Our families usually are used to taking their kids to see something like, you know, Spider-Man or a Disney show or Lion King. And this was really a breakthrough performance for our families to be able to see this show.
Talking about the Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime on Broadway now on Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Here with Michael Rosen and Alex Sharp. Autism Speaks recently sponsored an autism-friendly performance of The Curious Incident. What do you mean by an autism-friendly performance, Michael?
So what they do is, you know, because it's a sensory explosion, the show, and I think that's what the Times called it when it came out, it's just nobody's seen really much like this. What they'll do is they'll dim the lights a certain amount because our families, our kids on the spectrum are a little sensitive to lights. They'll, you know, play with the sound a little bit, take down the overload of the sound. You know, some scenes that are very powerful, like in this play, for those who've seen it, the father, you know, arguing with Christopher, you know, with Alex. You know, they'll tone that down a little bit. Just try and limit the disturbing sections. And mostly, and Alex can tell us about that, this is a learning experience for the actors as well, because this isn't your usual audience. This isn't a crowd that will just sit there and watch like your normal crowd. Our people are used to making sounds and noises and expressing themselves very verbally in loud ways. So the actors have to be prepared for that as well.
Alex, was it a different feeling being on stage?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was. I remember the first moment where I come out and there are these flashes up and the dog, the dead dog, is there and the lights came up. And the first line in the play uses quite explicit language. And the sort of explosion of noise in reaction to that, had this moment of realizing as it began how much concentration and focus it was going to take to get through it, because it was so different to a normal evening at the theater. You know, there's so much more noise, and it was certainly challenging at times, but it was also the most memorable and meaningful show I'd ever done. To be able to share this character specifically with that audience was just incredible, and I think they were the most appreciative and awesome audience.
Michael was saying that you might have learned something from that experience. Did it influence you in learning about something?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to articulate, honestly. Yeah. It's hard to articulate. I mean, it was such a moving experience by the end. We were all very affected by it, and it's certainly changed. I don't really know how to talk about it.
Michael, did the families of the folks in the audience like the performance? Appreciate it?
You know, our families came back so incredibly moved, and it's just what Alex is talking about. You know, our families, they don't know that they're going to be able to experience an afternoon at the theater like this. They don't know what to expect. They're nervous when they go out, you know, to any situation that other families take for granted. And they were just blown away by their kids being able to sit through this and get so much out of it, and they take away different parts. You know, our kids, they may not be obsessed with math, but it could be Disney or Star Wars or something else. So they get that, you know, the obsession. Mm-hmm. And they came away so incredibly moved. And at the end of the show, the actors answer questions from our audience. So it's just an unforgettable experience, not just for the kids on the spectrum and adults on the spectrum, but for their parents as well, to be able to have this experience together with them.
Alex, your first Broadway show?
Yes. Yeah.
Excited to keep the run going?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean,
how long will it be running for?
Oh, I have no idea.
But if you want to see it, it's The Curious Incident of the Dog of the Nighttime. It's a great show.
Thank you very much.
You guys did very well right here on Broadway. Thank you, Alex, for taking.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Alex Sharp is the actor, the lead in the plays Christopher Boone in The Curious Incident of the Dog of the Nighttime. Michael Rosen, thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Michael Rosen, Vice President of Communications at Autism Speaks.